know what a kvi is. And a kvi is a suffix in din. What din applies to this animal? Does this animal have a din chaya, or does it have a din behema? So may the pastor Torah come and teach us, yes, this din nageya to the lav, it has a din behema, you can't eat the chaylev. Nageya to the einish karis, you don't get a chiv karis. That's the pshat. That's called the berry of the atom. It's called a ganu animal. And the shalom is, what din does it have? That's the shalom derisa of the Torah. Come and tell us. It's not just stuff. There's a suffix. What animal, where did this animal come from? No, we know where the animal came from. It's just, it has a suffix though. What din does it have? Smosavaita. Dealer saying, if you're not going to tell me like this, Hodi Omer Rav Idi Baravin. Av koil lasu yekri. By another locha. So Rashi says, Hodim of Avin, of the Krisis, the Peragdam Shchitam, Av Kol Asri Kvi, the Tony Hossam, Kol Dam Loi Teichlum, Leod Lo Vahema, Ma Oif of Vahema Miuchodim, you're not allowed to eat the blood of an animal and of an oif. Is Ma Mi... So you say there, that Av Kol is Asri Kvi, even the blood of a Kvi is also Asa. So the question was, yeah. So, the same question, Kvi Sveiku, Itzach Kral Rebuya Sveiku, do I need a pasuk to say you can't eat the blood of a Kvi? Pshita, like Kura, it's a suffix if it's a Chai or a Behema. Well, the Kura, it's only a suffix to us, but Hashem knows what it is. How can we have a pasuk for that? Ela, very Yishani, what you have to answer there also, no, it's not the Pshat, we have a doubt. Is this animal a Kvi? Is it a Behema or a Chai? No, it's a new berry, it's like a new creature. And the shalom is midiraisa, what din does it have? Is hachinam the same thing, very yashani, that a kvi is called a new creature. And we have a suffix now, what din does the Torah give it? So therefore it's possible, kol chelev comes to include, that even this new creature of a kvi also has a din of a behema. Therefore the chelev is also. So may lavada could be good, like Rabbi Yochanan learns, that avada is midiraisa chatishir. And we hold that a lot. Yeah, Tana Rabbonim. Pasuk says, Tana was not Shoseichim. You're supposed to put yourself in pain on Yom Kippur. Yochol Yeshu Bechala, maybe it's a mitzvah to sit in the sun. Put yourself in pain. Oy Vitzino, Kadesh Yitzayir, I was going to the cold and freeze. Talmudim, no, the Pasuk says, V'chol Molochol Aistasu. You can't do work. So it's a hekish to the Isra of Tanu, so you have to put yourself in pain, to the lab that you can't do Molochol on Yom Kippur. So we go dash like this. Ma Molochol. Sheviatasim, just like Malacha, the Torah means to say, sit back and don't do work. That's this lav. Don't do work. Don't do Malacha and Yom Kippur. Sit back. Is af inu nefesh sheviatasim. Who of them, the Torah says, you have to put yourself in pain on Yom Kippur. It means like to fast. It means sit back and don't eat. But not that you have to do a positive maisam of putting yourself into pain. You don't have to put yourself into the sun and boil. Or put yourself into the cold and freeze. You don't have to do that. Torah means, inu means like a malacha, don't do malacha. Don't eat, don't drink. For the Gemara of Yehima, let's say like this. Hecha di yosef b'shimsha. Maybe when a person though is sitting already in the sun on Yom Kippur. V'chamle, and it's hot now. Maybe loy neymale, kum to betula. Maybe it's also to tell him, this person is not allowed to get up and sit in the shade. True, he doesn't have to go in the first place to sit in the sun. But maybe now that he's sitting in the sun, and it's bothering him, the sun, maybe there's a law not to go away. You have to, but you can still stay there. Or else, Yosef Betula, a person is sitting in the shade. The curling is getting very cold there. Maybe, Leinemele Kum Tu B'Shimsha, maybe we're not allowed to tell him, come and sit in the sun. No, you have to stay in that Mokum. True, it's Shevi Atasa, but if you're there already, maybe you have to stay there. So we say, no, Dunyi Demlocha. That's what the Torah says, Tanu is not Shasechim. Put yourself with the pain, it's Daima to the lava of Kol Melocha Leistasu. That Ma Melocha, just like by the Melocha, Loi Chalak, there's no difference. Bo. Is Af Inu Loi Techlek Boi. By Melocha, there's no difference. You're not allowed to do a Melocha, whether you put yourself into it or you're not in there. Rashi says, Ma Melocha Loi Chalak to Bo. The Chol Tzadeh, in all cases, are Asura. Af Inu, it has to be a lav of Inu, Nami Sheesura Bechol Tzadodav. That any case, you're not allowed to do this. Comma. Is Yotzu Chama Vitzina, Shem Yoshev Areyav Inu, V'yim Lo Yoshev Eino Mitzvah Yeshev.
So really, you can't say the Torah is including here that if you're in the sun, you have to stay there. Because we just proved that if you're not in the sun, you don't have a mitzvah to go into the sun. So since the din of sitting in the sun doesn't apply in all cases, it's not done to malachim. For one of the lama test malach is, no matter what the case is, there's no head to do a malacha. You're not allowed to write on Yom Kippur. So Nela, and Inu has to be also, that in all cases it's also. So therefore, Inu means not to eat and not to drink, that in all cases you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. Tani Yiduch, learn another braisa. The pasuk says, Tani was not shoseichim. You have to fast, we learn the means. Yochel, maybe no, it means Yeshua v'chamo v'tzino v'tzar. You would have to put yourself in the sun and be in tzar, or else put yourself in the cold and be in tzar. Tam Lev, the pasuk says, no. V'chol malocha le'stasum. Ma malocha dove shechayov v'molo b'mokim achar. Af inui nefesh shechayov v'molo b'mokim achar. Just like by malocha, we know there are other places that Yechayiv, L'moshlan Shabbos. The Lama Tes Malocha is applied to Shabbos. So an Issa that applies someplace else applies here also. Who are the Inui? It has to be something that's also someplace else applies here. So we know in Issa Achila, we have already Yisuri Achila Midiraisam. There are a lot of things you're not allowed to eat. So maybe we can say here also in Yom Kippur also means you're not allowed to eat. But we don't have anywhere in Issa not to go into the sun. So maybe we can't say now there's a new Issa on Yom Kippur not to go into the sun. So Rashi says, Ma malocha dobe shechayov malo mokam achar, chorus, ki hocham, ki goyim v'shabbos. If you do, you write on Shabbos, there's a chiyuv. Hu adin on Yom Kippur, if you write, you chayiv. Af inui v'dover achilo komar, shematzinu shechayov olo b'mokam achar, ki goyim pigo v'noiser. We know there are other cases if you eat something, that's usher, amol yechayiv chorus. So what are the cases? The Gemara says, Af inu nefer shechayov malo b'mokam achar. V'yeifer, what are the cases? Ze pigo v'noiser. If you eat tigel, or you eat noiser from Kodeshim, you chayev chorus. So we know already there's an iser ha-Torah not to eat something, and if you eat it, you chayev chorus. So we like it saying in Yom Kippur also, the Torah means to say, don't eat, and if you eat, you chayev chorus. For the Gemara, maybe, ovi tigel v'noiser. Maybe only tigel v'noiser you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Shame the chorus, because other places you eat them, you chayev chorus. Abba v'loi ovi yes ha-tevel, she'ene v'chorus. But maybe I don't even know you're not allowed to eat tevel on Yom Kippur. True, you're not allowed to eat tevel, but only with a lav, with a misa b'day shemayim, but not with a chiyuv chorus. Talmudim with a riba pasuk, no, tanu v'yanisim, es nafshe seichim. Ribui, that even tevel also you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So Mar says, good. Oviyat tevel, I have another riba for tevel. Shu b'misa, that I call upon mechayiv misa b'day shemayim. Ava v'loy oviyat a nevela, but I should not know even, you're not allowed to eat nevela on Yom Kippur. No, maybe a nevela on Yom Kippur you are allowed to eat al tehilchus Yom Kippur. Why? She'ena b'mitza. Because the Torah never said an Indian or you'll die if you eat nevela. Torah never says chayiv mitza. So I don't know in Yom Kippur it's also teeth on nevela and you'll be chayiv chorus for it. Talmaloyim, another ribui, tano v'yanisim atat shaseichim. And I saw some of Rashi want to say, because it says really six times in the Torah, the Indian of v'yanisim atat shaseichim. So each one is like a ribui. So like we'll soon see here, we'll be marber all different type of halachas here. So ribu, by the obvious and nevela, good. So I know now he eat nevela on Yom Kippur yichayev chorus. Shu b'lav, because a kol poron there's a lav not to eat it. Aba v'loy obvious achulin, shein and b'lav. But maybe stam to eat an apple. That if you eat an apple in the middle of the weekday, there's no lav. You're allowed to eat apples. So maybe who other than Yom Kippur also you're allowed to eat an apple. Maybe the Torah's only saying not to eat something that we find someplace else that's a lav not to eat it. But something that you're allowed to eat all over. Maybe who other than on Yom Kippur you're allowed to eat it. Talmudim anochemol, tano v'yanisim atat shaseichim. Ribu, there's a ribu. Vayit ovi ha-chulin, she'enem v'kum echol. Good, maybe even chulin, stam an apple, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. But you know why? Because there's no bedafka mitzvah to go to eat the apple. But v'lo yovi yes ha-truma. But maybe a koyin, if he eats truma on Yom Kippur, maybe he's mutter to eat truma. You know why? She v'kum echol. Because there's a mitzvah to eat truma. So maybe the mitzvah of eating truma, the Torah doesn't talk about that on Yom Kippur. We only know in Achila that Akol Purim is no mitzvah. But in Achila, you have a mitzvah too. Maybe the Torah wasn't talking about that. Talmudim anocha ribui. Tanu v'nisim asnach yaseichim. Ribui, another ribui. Vayit ovi yes ha-truma. I understand now ribui even for truma. That you're not allowed to eat, a kohen can't eat truma on Yom Kippur. Or I'll tell you maybe, sheinu b'al tasiru. That if you don't eat truma, you're not over lav b'al tasiru. True, there's only mitzvah to eat it. But if you don't need it, there's no lav. So that's also on Yom Kippur. But maybe the kabbonis that are brought on Yom Kippur, that there's a mitzvah tidit. So we know you're not allowed to eat machmas Yom Kippur. But how do I know that? Maybe the kodeshim, maybe there's a mitzvah tidit kodeshim, and it's shame about the serum. And if you don't need it, there's a lav. You're not allowed to leave it over till tomorrow. So maybe since the Torah was makbid not to leave over kodeshim, now on Yom Kippur, maybe you're allowed to eat kodeshim. How do I know the lav of Yom Kippur even applies to kodeshim? Talmud Loimer, Tanu Venitim, another ribui. It's not just Seichim. Ribui. You have a ribui for all these things. And some of the Prussian learn, because there are six different times the Torah says this. So each one is another ribui. So may I have six different limudim here that teach us all these six chedushim, that all type of achilles are nichlal in the lav of not tid on Yom Kippur, and if you do eat them, you chayav korus. V'yim nashuch loim, maybe you can ask yourself, harei yuayim, the pasuk says, v'yihavarato es hanefesh shehi. So, inui, we'll soon see what it means, but v'yim nashuch loim means if you can ask your question, still it has something shver. Maybe no. Maybe inu does not mean achilah. Maybe Tanu Asnashasecha means something else. I still have it shver. How do I know Tanu Asnashasecha means you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Harei Yawaymer, Vehavarati Asanefashi. The Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, that if you do Melochim on Yom Kippur, you chayav Koris. And the Pasuk says, Vehavarati Asnefashi, will destroy this Nefesh. And we know before we have the Hekish of Melochim to Tanu Asnashasechim. So who are then inu has to be shuavedas hanefesh. When the Torah says inu, it means an inui of destroying a nefesh. What does that mean? That you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. Because by not eating, not drinking, that's the way to ruin your nefesh. Mashenkin, the other inu, would it mean stam, not to have tashmish, not to have arroyis. And by not having arroyis, you don't have ibud hanefesh. So therefore, tanu means ibud hanefesh, not to eat and not to drink. What is this case? What is something that included Ibra Nefesh? Zuachilo Ushtiya. Therefore, we know that Tanu Asnashasecha means that in Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. So the Mana explains, what was your question? Like, what do you have to have this Pasuk for? What would be Shver to you? What would you want to say? No. Maybe Inu means something else. The Chitayim maybe like this. Maybe the Arroyos call Mishnoi Kruah. Maybe the Pasuk is saying, you're not allowed to have Tashmash on Yom Kippur. That's what Tanu means. Tanu as the Sheikh means, you have to put yourself in pain by not having Tashmash on Yom Kippur. Harei Yuweiner, that's the Pasuk, no, V'yavarati es ha-nefeshi. That Inu sheyesh po yavedes nefesh. When the Torah says Inu, it means an Inu that you're losing your nefesh. V'yeza, what is that? Ze'achilu shtiyah. And why would I think it means Tashmish? Because the Apsukul with that, the Inu means Tashmish. The Grashi means down. Kloy me Inu the Tashmish kom ishtoy kruo. The Tashmish nami ikru Inu. Chile kamon. And more later we'll down. The Chayav Molo Koros po mokim acha. Goyin Arroyis. There's a Nista Koros sometimes on Tashmish. So maybe that's what the Torah is asking on Yom Kippur. Kamash po no. V'yobarati. It's something that has to do with an Ibud of losing your Nefesh, which means not to eat and not to drink. Right. Divrei Rav Yishmael Tana. Ne'amakan inu. It says here inu. V'ne'amalhalan inu. Another place. Malalan inu ravan. A case of being starving, not eating. Is zavkan inu ravan. Here also means inu of not eating. And what's the other case? By the mon. Rashi says. It says, vayan choviari vechom. Like by the mon, they were complaining they didn't have what to eat. For the Gemara of an Eilif, no, let's find out from another pasuk. Or miyimtan espinoisai. That Lovin told Yaakov, like a bris there, don't be man of my daughters. Don't have tashmish, don't force them. So you see, inu here means the inu of tashmish. So Mer says, no. Donan inu the rabbin, mi inu the rabbin. V'yen donan inu the rabbin, mi inu the yochid. Here by Yom Kippur is again to the rabbin. And Bavarti, it's nefesh is also the inu of the rabbin. Ma'ashen came, mi imtan was benoist, so that was a yochid. Trashi, the mukilo le kamona tashmish. Inu the Rabbi of Kippur, the Chol Yisrael, the Chilas Hamon, the Chol Yisrael. That's what they complained by the Mon. They were starving. Also was by Klal Yisrael. Mashenk and Inu by Lovin, the daughter that was only by Yochid. Fred Gemara v'Neilav Inu the Mitzrayim. No, maybe it means hard work. The Chsiv Vayares on Yenu, v'Yarminu Zeh Prishes Derech Eretz. That the Mitzrayim didn't let them have Tashmish. So maybe again, maybe Inu means not to have Tashmish Amita, not to have Tashmish. So Moritz says, Eladonin inu b'dei shemayim, me inu b'dei shemayim. V'yendonin inu b'dei shemayim, inu b'dei yodim. Whereas by the mon, it was minashamayim. By Yom Kippur, the Torah says, Tano was not Yoseichim. And we came out now from Mitzrayim, that there was B'dayodim. The apart with the Mitzrayim did it. The Rashimi B'day Shemayim Yom Kippurim. Mitzvahs Melechim. V'chein Inu Hamon, it was minashamayim that Hashem gave the mon. Mashayim, by the Mitzrayim, that was B'dayodim, we don't learn out. Therefore we say Inu here means not to eat, not to drink, like by the mon. Right. The Pasuk says, Hamachilucha mon ba-midbar, lamana no-sechem, that Hashem gave them mon to eat, and it'll test them. Rehabam of Rabasi, Chadoma einu doyme mish yesh lepas besaloi, lemishen lepas besaloi. Right, so test them, lamana no-sechem. In other words, I'll test them if they'll be satisfied or not. In other words, they're still complaining, because even though they had what to eat, they only had what to eat today. They didn't have what to eat tomorrow. And the person is not satisfied like that. Like einu doyme mish yesh lepas besaloi, you have pas. Means you have bread in your basket, and you know you can have what to eat tomorrow, then you're satisfied. Mashaykin, if you only have what to eat today, you don't have what to eat for tomorrow, you're not so satisfied. That was the pshat by the mon, even though Hashem gave them what to eat today, but since they didn't have a lot, they didn't stock up on it, they still have an asecha. The Chadom says something like this, and the doima misharoya v'yoichol, the mishayna roya v'yoichol. It's not doima if you see what you eat, as if you don't see what you eat. And Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, and Raya V'yechem, Achilas Hamon, when they ate the mon in the Midbar, true, Toyim Tam Kol Aminim, anything you wanted to taste, it tasted like. Of the Ainu Raya Lamon, all they saw was the mon. So nice if they wanted to taste like a steak, but they didn't see the steak. So it's not Daima to eat if you don't see as if you do see it. So that's what they were complaining about, that they didn't see what they were eating. And Amar Rab Yosef, Mikan remez lesumin shayich l'vayinu sveim. Here it's a remez, a person that's blind, even though he eats good food, he never gets satisfied. Because part of eating is, if you see the food, that satisfies you. And Omer Abayi Hilkach, ma de islei sudoso, le'lech le'elo b'yamama. If you have a good suda to eat a lot of good food, only eat it by the daytime. In other words, if you see the food, it'll taste better. So eat it by light, and make sure you have good light. It's not like to have today dim lights. It's better to have the more light you have, the very will enjoy your Suda. Right. Omer Rav Zeira, Micro, what does the Pasuk say? Toiv mare naye meholach nefesh. It's better something you see than really going what your nefesh does. Omer Rav Shlokish, Toiv mare naye vishem. It's talking about the Yetzirah. Whereas the Yetzirah is more satisfied if a person does the Avera, but just looking at an Avera, just looking at an Isha, having Hanor, but looking at her, Yoysa Megufa Shomaisa, more than doing the Avera of having Tashmish with an Isha that's offered to you. So unfortunately, speak out, because if you stam have Hiru, you stam look at an Isha and think, look at her, you don't think you're doing an Avera. So therefore you won't come to do Tshuva. So the Yetzirah is happy about that, he'll make you keep on doing the Avera over and over again. Mashenken, the Gufa Meister, you have Znus with an Isham, afterwards, Avad, you know you did an Aveirim, and you feel bad, so you come to do Tshuva. So therefore, it's a bigger Chet, or the Eitzar is more satisfied, the fact you do the Aveirim just looking at them, than the Gufa Meister itself. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Toiv Marinayim Halach Nefesh. Weiter, next Pasuk says, another part in the Pasuk, Mishlei says, Ki Yitzayim Ba'Kais Einoi, the person that puts his eyes into his Kais, into his cup, Yitzhalach B'Meshorim, he'll go straight. What does that mean? Ravami Ravasi. Chadama one says, Kol anoisein einoi v'koisein. If someone that drinks a lot, he puts his arm